Broadcasting live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios, the Stu Peters Show is on. Welcome in. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Today on the program, it is a packed show. We're going to talk to Chris Skye. He is a Canadian patriot who has been targeted by that communist government. They have actually issued a preemptive arrest warrant for him. He cannot travel. He cannot fly. He cannot drive. We're going to tell you why, and we will welcome him here to the Stu Peters Show, as well as a doctor who has cured successfully thousands of COVID patients. The government here does not want you to know how, because they want to push you towards the jab. He also has an urgent warning about that jab. Governor Ron DeSantis, the only patriot left fighting in this country, he's in a standoff with the cruise lines. And I don't know if you saw what happened in Chicago or not, but the cops did nothing as Twerk Fest took place all over the hoods of police cars. It is a packed show today, brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, and it begins right now. Joining us now is a doctor from Mexico, Dr. Manuel Aparicio, who says that he has successfully cured thousands of COVID patients. That's right, cured them, thousands of them. He and a team of other doctors have found a cure, but nobody wants to talk about it. Dr. Aparicio, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be with you. And that's right. We have healed thousands of patients with chlorine dioxide.
Chlorine dioxide. So now, is the Mexican government trying to suppress your speech, your revelations regarding this?
Not so much suppressing, but not supporting, I would say. We have demonstrated and talked to authorities in the health system and proved them that we are healing patients with a success rate over 99%. And they are not authorizing this. So I have to treat patients at their houses, because it is not allowed to treat them at hospitals. And even though we have an excellent success rate.
Okay, so you're treating them at their houses because you're not allowed to treat them in the clinic. What is making you go out of your way to do this?
Well, as a doctor, I took an oath. And I said that I would always protect my patients and I would never cause any harm in them. And I found in chlorine dioxide over 1 year ago that this was the antidote for COVID-19, both in preventive and prophylactic management and in treatment of COVID-19 with excellent success rates. We have ivermectin, which is a very good drug to treat, prevent, and treat COVID-19. And we have demonstrated better numbers than ivermectin. So as I am a doctor and I took an oath, I have to keep on going with this treatment, because I've saved a lot of patients and a lot of lives, and I'm very happy with it too.
What are the age ranges of the patients that you have successfully treated with COVID?
From 0 to 104 age. That's all ranges. It's 105 now, the oldest patient. And I have treated, right now, I'm treating a baby of 4 months old who has fever and his mother has COVID. So there's no restriction about age to treat patients with chlorine dioxide.
Okay, so the chlorine dioxide treatment that you have administered to children, to minor children, has been successful as well?
In children, it's 100%. The youngest guy who died, and I have only registered 10 persons that died, was 39 years old. That's the youngest one who died. In children and adolescents and young adults, it's 100% effective.
There are other doctors, colleagues of yours, that are also using chlorine dioxide to treat COVID patients. Are they all in Mexico?
Oh, yes. That's an important thing to mention, Stu. We are over 5,000 doctors in 25 countries who are using chlorine dioxide to treat COVID-19 with the exact same, the same results, as I'm telling you. The cure rate is always above 99%.
Are any of those doctors here in the United States?
Yes, we have some, just a few of them. Is the country that we have the less doctors. But in Mexico, for example, we're more than 500 doctors. And we have doctors all over the world, most of them in Latin America. But we have also doctors in Europe, Indonesia, Japan, Germany. Whatever you say, it's in a lot of countries now and a lot of doctors.
You were here over the weekend in the United States. You were in the Dakotas. You were at the Red Pill Expo. You were speaking there about this treatment. What was your purpose there? Are you trying to open everybody's eyes globally to this treatment?
Totally, Stu. People have to open their eyes. They have to wake, because they're not getting all the truth about it. And I don't know why the governments are pursuing chlorine dioxide. If it's an excellent antidote in this pandemic and for many other pathologies, but in this pandemic, it's definitely the antidote.
Well, I think I have a pretty good idea why the governments are not pursuing it. You follow the money and you look for control through compliance, through fear. And that's what they're doing right now. They're convincing the world that we have a pandemic that's going to kill everybody if they're not inoculated with a vaccination, who, by the way, the patents belong to Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. The information is very public. There was a cure, nitric oxide, that was found, or at least would prevent the spread of this virus. These people want this stuff, these other alternative treatments, discredited. To them, what do you say?
They discredit everything that works against this pandemic. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and chlorine dioxide. We have proof that it works in thousands of patients. I represent CommuSef, these more than 5,000 doctors, and we have registered more than 100,000 cases that have been healed of COVID-19. And they're repressing this because it works. Everything that works that is not going to give them money, they repress it. And that's what's happening all around the world. It's incredible.
Is chlorine dioxide relatively inexpensive?
Completely inexpensive. It's a very cheap treatment. Patients who are in prophylactic management, they spend at the most $25 a month. And the mean cost of a patient of COVID-19 goes in $300. And that's counting the whatever tests they do and lab tests and the treatment with chlorine dioxide. So it's very, very cheap.
Are you allowed to administer in Mexico these injections being referred to as vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson? Do you have access to these?
Yes, we have access to that. I keep telling my patients that they should not get the shot, this experimental shot. They should never get it. We have access to them in Mexico. They're vaccinating people according to age. Right now, they are vaccinating people from 30 to 39 years of age. And there has been about 30% of the population that has been vaccinated. But I would never, never, by no means, recommend the experimental injections to.
Have you seen vaccine injuries, or have you heard about reporting in Mexico that people who have been inoculated are becoming injured, having adverse side effects, or death?
This is very sad, and I'm very concerned. But I receive calls every day and messages, as you cannot imagine, of people who got the shots, and day after, or some days after the shot, they're having heavy problems with the vaccine or the experimental shot. And this is not normal problems or mild problems. They're having severe problems. I've seen a lot of patients with Guillain-Barré, which is a very hard condition. And I've seen patients with thrombotic problems. I've seen patients with pain everywhere that cannot go away with anything. So, yeah, it's very sad. I see patients every day at in messages and cold, and this is not good. What's happening and what they're hiding of the injection side effects is not good.
And now
people
have
to know.
And now they want to give it to our kids. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. The CEO from Pfizer this morning said they're ready to start administering this to kids as young as 5 years old.
We should get his family first. His family, and he's, I don't know if he has kids or grandkids or whatever, and we can experiment with them. What would you think about that, Stu?
That's a great point. Let me ask you about the death rate for chlorine dioxide. When you're treating somebody with this method, how many people are dying?
Less than 1%. And I only treat symptomatic, complicated patients because most of the patients that I treat, they have already received the treatment with citromycin, corticosteroids, anticoagulants, and some of them either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So I treat complicated patients, and the success rate is above 99%. The mean in all of the time that we started the patients is 99.3% success rate, and this is symptomatic, complicated patients.
What about the chlorine dioxide itself? Is it dangerous?
Nothing at all. Any substance that you can take, even water, could be poison. The dose makes the poison. So that's very important to stick to the doses that are perfectly described in many official documents. And you have to know how to use a substance. And if you know how to use chlorine dioxide and prescribe it in the adequate doses, you'll have no problems at all. It is impossible that substance is toxic in the adequate doses.
I don't want to keep jumping around here, but as you talk, I get more questions, and I know that you're busy. I know that you have patients to treat there and that you have to run. We really appreciate your time, but I want to ask you, when people become injected and they become magnetized or they get this Guillain-Barré diagnosis, which we talked to several, I have several hundred emails from people who have now been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré after subjecting themselves to this jab. The response that we get from those in support of these so-called vaccines that are falsely referred to as vaccines is, well, there are risks with every vaccine. Guillain-Barré is not something that's new. You can get this reaction from an influenza B shot. You can get it from this. You can get it from that. To the people who say that there are risks with every vaccine, why should this be any different? To them, what would you say?
That's the thing, and that's a very important thing, because what we're seeing right now still is the beginning of the side effects of this experimental shot. But all the experts in this field have stated that the worst thing is going to come after 9 months of the experimental shots. And I'm very concerned about the people who get vaccinated in 9 or 12 months, because they're going to have heavier problems than right now. So I would say that they should stop right now this experimental shot. They have to not put it in anyone else. This is happening, and we have very bad side effects until now, and the worst is yet to come.
Studies and trials have been shut down when there have been just a couple of hundred reported injuries. The Harvard study suggests that what's being reported to VAERS here in the United States is only 1 to 10% of the actual injuries or deaths that are occurring. Using that math, we're close to 100,000 people that have died from this inoculation. They still haven't stopped it. In fact, what they're doing is they're ramping it up, and they are desperately trying to get this vaccine into the blood of our kids. Why are they doing this?
You have to follow the money, as you said, Stu. This is about the money and about harming people, because there's no other explanation. This is a plan, and they have been doing it for years, and this is kind of the end of the plan. But I can't have no answer. As a doctor, I'm disappointed, and I'm trying to help all the people that I can. But once they get the shot, it's very hard to help them.
Final question, if the Mexican government came to you today and they said, you stop giving this stuff, you stop treating people with this chlorine dioxide, if you don't, we're going to take your license away, to them, what would you say?
Well, I would happily give it to them. I am saving lives. I don't care about my license. I mean, As I said before, I took an oath that I should never harm people, and I'm going to protect my patients, and I'm going to cure as many people as they ask me to cure them. So if they want my license, they can have it. I don't have a problem with that.
You've got millions of people listening right now. I've asked you some questions that I wanted to ask. What do you want to tell people? What does Dr. Aparicio want to say to everybody out here?
I want to tell people that you should not be afraid. This is a plan of I don't know who, and that's nothing of my concern. But there are options, and there are very effective treatments in hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and mostly in chlorine dioxide. So if you get the COVID, you have a way out with very good opportunities to be totally healthy after that. You don't need a vaccine for this. You don't need an experimental shot. Do not take it. Do not wear a mask. You have to have human contact, by God's sake. Please, the human needs contact every day to develop a good immune system. That's what I would say to people, Stu.
Dr. Aparicio, we appreciate you being here. We know that your time is limited, and we're going to let you go. But thank you so much for your service to your country and for getting the word out here in our country and globally, as this show is viewed from all over the place. We hope that the message gets into the hands of the right people. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
I hope it goes. Thank you very much, Stu, and God bless you too.
Get over to steponsocks.com right now and step on the snakes. All of the globalist tyrants that are trying to stomp on you, you can now return the favor and stomp on them all day long. 100% Patriot designed, 100% cotton, red, white, and blue 3-pack for just $17.76. The names of all of our favorite people right on the bottom of them. Gates, Obama, Fauci, the Clinton crime family, Biden, Pelosi. You can step on those snakes all day long while you walk around, take your shoes off, put them up on your desk, make sure all of your liberal, progressive coworkers see it. Go to steponsocks.com. Right now, get a 3-pack for just $17.76 at steponsocks.com. Chris Skye, have you heard of that guy? He's a motivational speaker and the world's most prolific human rights advocate. He has vast knowledge and he articulates himself in such a way that nobody can not stop and pay attention to everything that he's saying. When it comes to examining and presenting facts to find the truth, nobody does it better. He comes from our north. He's up in Canada, and he currently has a warrant out for his arrest. So pretty brave to join us here. Chris Skye, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. We really appreciate having you. You've developed quite the following in Canada, and I believe that it's starting to resonate here in the United States as global citizens are now realizing, hey, we're kind of all in this together. This isn't just about overtaking the United States, and nobody has seen commie tyranny like the people of your country in Canada.
Canada probably has it the worst, and I couldn't have said it any better. This is not something that's a countrywide problem. This is a global problem, and it's going to take a global solution. And that's going to take all of us coming together despite our differences, despite the government trying to use every which way they can to divide us and keep us afraid. We need to come together in what I call united non-compliance. And that's when everybody comes together, regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, religion, political affiliation, social status, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, under one common, genuine goal. And that goal is to preserve our freedoms, reassert our rights, and take our countries back.
So you've been arrested like a bunch of times, right?
Oh my gosh. The first time I was arrested, I was kidnapped off a plane as I was going to speak on the East Coast by our RCMP, which is the equivalent to your FBI. I was kidnapped. They made some ridiculous charge so they could take me off a plane, put me in jail, send me back to Ontario where I was from. Then a week before my court date, they called me, apologized, and dropped the charges. Since then, I've been arrested multiple times. Most recently, the most famous one was I went into a store called Longo's, which is a high-end grocery store in Canada. And just like in the U.S. and most countries around the world, the mask bylaw has exemptions. They have to honor your exemption. They can't ask for proof of your condition. They cannot deny you service, etc. So and Longo's is notorious for violating the law and claiming their policy trumps law. So I went in there to buy a bottle of maple syrup. I claimed medical exemption to not wear my mask. I actually had someone take me to where the aisle of maple syrup was and buy it and leave. I actually scanned the item, paid cash, paid extra. It sounds like it went off without a hitch, but the entire time I had people in my face threatening me, screaming at me, trying to issue me trespass notice, trying to call the police on me. It was absolutely ridiculous. In the end, I got the maple syrup and I left. About 3 weeks later, they used this as justification to storm my personal residence around 1:30 in the morning with over 40 police using about 20 cruisers. They blocked off both sides of the main road where I live, and they isolated my property so nobody could see what they were trying to do. And once again, they tried to illegally kidnap me without even having a warrant to be on my property or a warrant for my arrest. Thankfully, I went on my Instagram live, and that's what saved them from being able to kidnap me and doing whatever they want to me because the entire world was watching. Of course, since then, I had about 250,000 followers on Instagram. They had my Instagram taken down, even though it was a verified account. They've put me on a no-fly list. They've put me on conditions where I cannot drive. I cannot fly. They've come to my house and confiscated all my legally owned firearms. They've made it so it's illegal for me to speak in my home province, aka state of Ontario. And even if I'm with more people than what's allowed by the order, I can be arrested. It's absolutely ridiculous what they're doing to me. And they're doing it because everything I'm saying is the truth. And the main truth is everything they're doing to us all around the world, they're telling us is for our safety and our health. And it's not. It's about power and control. And in Canada, we have such ridiculous examples of this tyranny that prove it has nothing to do with health and safety and everything to do with control.
Do you think that Canadians are, and I want you to tell me that perfect example, but as you're talking, I've got questions like crazy. Do you think that this is happening there without being checked by the people? Because typically Canadians are just kind of more of nice. We're going to take this in the shorts. Whatever the government says, that's just what we're going to do. They know better.
Canadians have been conditioned for decades to be the nicest people in the world. And if you look at what the origin of nice is, it comes from Latin. And it comes from naive and ignorant. It means that you're easy to take advantage of. And when they do take advantage of you, they know that there's not going to be any consequences for their actions. And that's why they're using Canada. If you were a global villain and you wanted to take over the best country in the world, the prime target would be Canada. We have the landmass. We have the resources. We have all kinds of industries. And what do we have? A very small, very weak, very subservient population. So we're like a testing ground, us in Australia, because we're very similar in those regards. And that's why you're seeing the lockdown so much worse here than anywhere else. And back to that perfect example to show that we need to change people's perceptions and alter it just slightly, that this is not about health and safety. This is about control and dominance. And the perfect example of our restrictions is in Canada, we have those ridiculous hotel quarantines. So they try to tell you that you're safer and healthier getting off a plane, waiting in line with hundreds of people, letting them shove something up your nose, getting on a random dirty bus full of people from the airport, getting transported to a government internment facility that they call a hotel, where you're in solitary confinement after you've mingled with hundreds of people from all over the world. And they tell you you're safer to stay there, wait for your test results of negative, which you took the test before you interacted with all these people, so it's irrelevant, and then go home and quarantine at home for 14 days versus simply getting off the plane, going to your personal automobile or your personal transport and going home by yourself. What's obviously safer and healthier? By yourself. What's obviously the reason? Dominance and control, and traumatizing Canadians to the point that they don't even want to travel. So when the government says, hey, take your little vaccine shot and get your vaccine passport, now you won't have to worry about the hotel quarantine when you travel. So it's giving Canadians a false choice. Either give up your rights and become a prisoner, or give up your rights and we'll give you some of your freedoms back that you already had anyway. And that's why I made a video that went ultra viral. When I came home from Turkey, I went through the airport mask-free, and when they tried to make me do the test and the quarantine, I simply declined, citing our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is the equivalent to your constitution. And I actually pointed out the parts of the Charter, Section 6 and 14.1 of their own Quarantine Act, which they were violating. So what could they do? They could give me a little ticket that I take to court and it gets thrown out and they have to walk me out of the airport. So since then, hundreds of thousands of Canadians have been asserting their rights and freedoms because I provide them the knowledge and the inspiration and the courage to do so. And I lead by example. So the government deemed me as dangerous. Then I got a book deal with Amazon. And here it is. Just Say No. This book was so pivotal. I was doing a Canada-wide tour to launch it. It was supposed to launch on May 25th. Everything was good to go. Everything was set up. Amazon approved everything. I got the confirmation email. The day before I'm supposed to go from Toronto to Vancouver, which is 5,000 kilometers, over 3,500 miles away, I get arrested based on allegations made by somebody. Just hearsay evidence. I got arrested. They tried to hold me without bail. They ended up holding me almost 2 days to try to prevent me from being able to make it to Vancouver on time. We ended up leaving Toronto, Ontario, Friday at midnight to make it to Vancouver for Sunday afternoon. It took us 9 cars and drivers. We were doing a relay race without sleeping, without stopping. And in the end, when we got to British Columbia, where Vancouver is, the province had been divided into 3 health zones with checkpoints. Checkpoints in your own state or province where you cannot go between regions in your own state or province without being stopped by police.
So that would be the equivalent here of like going from city to city, from Minneapolis to St. Paul, from Fort Lauderdale
exactly,
to Miami.
Exactly. And they have checkpoints set up to prevent you from doing so unless you can show your essential papers. Where have we heard of this before? So what did we have to do? We have to get into a helicopter after 9 cars and fly over the checkpoints like we're playing Grand Theft Auto, land in Vancouver just in time for the event. We had the event in Vancouver on the 23rd. On the 24th, we were going to launch the book in Kelowna, British Columbia. And guess what? I got an email from Amazon stating that my book was being banned before going on sale. After they approved it, after they did everything, they waited till the 11th hour to tell me they're banning it. They're not giving me the reason why. So this book right here became the first book in the history of the world to be banned by Amazon before it went on sale. And to put that into perspective, you can go on there right now and find Hitler's book, but you can't find my book. You can find a book called Just Say No to Vaccines, and that's okay. But Just Say No with a picture of Chris Skye, bam. So we had thousands of copies printed, and we sent them to all the different areas in Canada we were going to go, and they went like crazy. And I went on Alex Jones InfoWars, and he pledged to buy 10,000 copies online to sell at his store. So they don't want this book to get out more than anything, and now it's already out. There's nothing they could do. So what did they do out of spite? Like you said, this is the scariest thing of all. If you want to see the tiptoe into tyranny of Canada, first they put me on a no-fly list. Then they put me on a no-drive list. Then they took away my legally owned firearms. Then they took away my ability to speak in public. Then they tried to remand me to the custody of a friend of mine to limit my travel in general. And now, this is the best part. I was scheduled to speak at an event, not organized by me. I was just hired to come as a speaker in Winnipeg, Manitoba, the province immediately adjacent to Ontario. We already have an illegal checkpoint set up between our borders. So you can't even, it's like two different countries now. Imagine Minnesota and the adjacent state had a border and you can't cross through. Like, it's separating the United States into different countries within itself. That's what they've done to Canada. So besides that, because I could get into Manitoba, they were worried. They didn't want this event to happen. They went to a Justice of the Peace on the Thursday. The event was supposed to be on the Friday. And they said, there's four organizers and one speaker who are planning on breaking a public health order tomorrow. Not even committing a crime. Breaking a public health order tomorrow. We want a warrant in advance so we can arrest them to prevent this from happening. Literal pre-crime, like we've been talking about for years, but people have been scoffing and calling it a conspiracy theory. They went and asked for five preemptive warrants for me and four other individuals who are potentially going to breach a public health order.
Chris, I don't think people really understand the magnitude of how serious that is, what you just said. Preemptive crime warrants.
It's insane. It's being able to say that they think you're going to kill someone tomorrow so they can arrest you today based on whatever evidence they can find. But that's ridiculous. Then they can apply that to so many other things. And now they can literally just, it's just like Stalin said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. They can literally make anybody a criminal at any time. And you're guilty until proven innocent. And watch how scary it is. It gets even worse. So I went on when I saw that, and they made it very public. They put it in the news that we had warrant, that I had a warrant in particular. They did a public press conference and everything. So I went on and said, well, the big event for me is Calgary the day after Winnipeg. So I'm definitely not going to go get arrested in Winnipeg just so I can miss Calgary. So I'm going to stay in Saskatchewan. I'm going to do another event in Saskatoon on Friday instead, and then I'm going to Calgary. So they knew I wasn't even going to come. Everybody knew I wasn't going to come. They did the event. I didn't even show up to the event. Guess what? I still apparently have a warrant for my arrest in Manitoba for an event that they said I was going to do that they know I didn't do. So now I'm supposed to go to Manitoba, turn myself in, get a charge for something they know I didn't do, have to spend a night in jail potentially, get out on bail, get some kind of conditions. That's what it's all about. They want me to go in so they can arrest me and put conditions on me like, oh, you can't talk to this person. You can't talk to this person. You can't come to Manitoba. You can't do this. That's what it's all about. So they want to illegally arrest you so then they can put conditions on your freedom of your entire movement, your life, your speech, everything. And then if you try to use those freedoms, they'll call you a criminal and arrest you on a criminal charge and literally try to lock you up.
Do you know how many people, Chris, how many millions of people are completely ignorant to the fact that this is actually going on? People would tell you, you're nuts. If you told them that this was happening to somebody, a free person in this world who is supposed to be enjoying individual liberty, they would tell you that there's no way. There's more to the story. That's not really happening. There are really people out here drinking this Kool-Aid that is being spread around. And Americans are extremely arrogant. Not only are they fat and lazy and morbidly obese, but they are extremely arrogant. And they will say to you, there's no way that this will ever come here. That's a Canada problem. That's a Canadian issue. But they're wrong.
Look at New York. Look at California. It's pretty much almost as bad. And it's only going to get worse. Over the next few years, you're going to see the blue states enacting the vaccine passport, just like New York did. You're going to see the red states resisting, and you're going to see a mad dash by Democrats to do everything they can to try to replace as many red governors as they can. And you're going to see the U.S. might not be Canada. It might not get rolled over overnight like they're trying to do to us, but it's going to happen slowly. Death by a thousand cuts. They're moving in that direction. And make no mistake, they're coming for the Americans. Congratulations to Florida, Texas, Arizona, a few others, but the majority of the states are not that free as they think they are. And I let them do this all to me. I document everything. I documented when I went to the airport and I was put on the no-fly list for no reason. And I documented all so people have no choice but to believe it. And they believe me, they love putting me in the news. They love showing me as potentially violent. They pretend I'm racist. They pretend I'm a white supremacist. They could call me every label they can, because for them, it's all about division. That's what we talk about in the book. We talk about their methods of control. And by the way, anybody who wants it, you can still get it online, because I have a new distributor and shipper at realchrissky.com. That's my personal website. realchrissky.com. Every time I do these events, these tours, I do live streams straight from my website. A lot of my videos that I was just talking about are available on my website. This book is available on the website. You can message me directly on the website. So realchrissky.com. It also has my Telegram and Twitter feeds on there because they still are up somehow. They haven't deleted them. But they do not want this book to get out because it has the it wakes everybody up.
Do you have a little blue checky thing on your Twitter?
I had one on my Instagram. I had a verified Instagram with 250,000 followers, and I was getting almost.
Yeah, but how about Twitter? Do you have a blue checky on Twitter?
Not yet, because
okay,
they
good.
Said
well,
they
then
they said
I can continue talking to you that. Then. I'm convinced now that the only people that have the little blue checky things are working for the other government. I think they're feds.
It's possible,
yeah,
but they did give me one on Instagram before they eliminated me. And they asked me if I wanted it. They came to me and they said they were offering it to me because there was a lot of fake profiles of me, which is true. There's dozens. So they asked me just to provide my identification, which I did, and they gave it to me. So that, I got that on Instagram. On Twitter, they said they're not handing them out right now. They suspended it. And they're coming up with a new system of how they're going to allocate them. So nobody's getting those on Twitter right now.
RealChrissky.com. Make sure that you get over there and buy that book. On the About section, right at the top at RealChrissky.com, it says, quote, his vast knowledge and articulate delivery are second to none. I would happen to agree with that. You do. So let me tap into that knowledge for one final question.
Please.
How do we beat it? How do we defeat it? Is there any way to stop what's about to happen?
That's why I talk. That's what I talk about in the book. And the first thing we talk about in the book is their methods of how they attack us. Their number one method is fear versus propaganda and lies. They try to make everyone as afraid of the virus or afraid of them as possible. So when you're afraid, you're paralyzed. You won't ask questions. You won't make decisions. You'll wait for them to tell you what to do next. So you're taking directions from the abuser. That's what works on like 90% of the population. For people like me and for people like you and for all the rest, and it doesn't, they employ division. That is their method of defense, and they use division on every level. People who are scared of the virus versus not, essential versus non-essential, mask wearers versus non-mask wearers, people collecting government handouts versus not, etc. And we didn't even touch on the financial. They're trying to put all the small businesses out of work because when you own a business or you are an employee of that business, you are independent, you are making your own money, you can make your own decisions, you can just say no to the government, my global hashtag and my book name, and that's what the government doesn't want. So when they put you out of work, they not only make you dependent on them, now instead of serving you as the government's supposed to, the government rules you. And that's what they want. That's why they're closing all these small businesses. That's why they're making restrictions for 2 weeks that lasted for over almost 2 years now in Canada. And businesses are closing massively. We've had hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. And just like in the United States, over 97% of all the businesses in the country are small business, and it makes up 70-80% of all the jobs in the country.
And the small businesses and the entrepreneurs, the way that you exterminate them and break their back is with a health crisis. The way that you and specifically one where the manufacturer of what is creating the crisis has no liability, no stake in the game, because you can't sue Moderna, you can't sue Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, because they're not approved by the FDA. You can't go after the government. So you are on your own. If you have a husband, brother, wife or sister who falls deathly ill, what are you going to do? You're going to take care of them by any means necessary, which means soaking and depleting every financial resource that you ever had as astronomical healthcare costs continue to soar through the roof, and you are left there by their bedside as you close down your business and watch your entire family perish at the hands of the globalists who have created the vaccine. And once everybody understands that the vaccine is not here to respond to COVID, but that COVID was rolled out to introduce the vaccine, things will become a lot more clear. Things will become a lot more clear to these people.
That's what we tell everybody. The vaccine passport is the end game. They're using the vaccine to A, make money, A, make people sick, A, get control. But it's all about the vaccine passport. Because once the vaccine passport becomes reality, all your rights and freedoms now become government-granted privileges predicated on you taking an experimental inoculation against your will. And that's why we have this partnership with government and pharma, because government is creating the emergency, which allows pharma to pull out this tyranny. And now if they combine that with closing of the businesses, they make you financially dependent on them, and then they make you dependent on them just to access your rights by taking the shot. They rule you financially, they rule you physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way possible. And then they can start really putting the draconian measure that we don't want to talk about. But that's what United on Compliance is all about. I write it in the book in three different phases. Phase one was the global awakening. That was 2020 when they showed their hand, and people like me and others went around the world and we woke up hundreds of millions, if not more, people to the reality. This is not about safety. This is about control. Now we're in phase two. In 2021, we're calling it taking action. And that's why I went all around Canada and I'm explaining to all the protest groups what to do. We had thousands and thousands of people show up to these protests. So I broke them up into taking action groups where they can organize and implement on a local level to have actual change. We had people break down into groups of small businesses, the concerned parents that want to deal with the schools, concerned employees that don't want to be vaxxed, and everybody else who doesn't want to wear a mask. And in British Columbia, I was able to organize up to 2,000 businesses for our special hour opening date of May 24th. They said, we're opening May 24th one way or the other. 2,000 businesses in BC stepped up, far more than any other province, aka state in Canada. And guess what? I got there on the 23rd. On the 24th, I said, guys, open up. The government on the 25th declared all businesses could basically open. We had dine-in restaurants. Gyms started opening. They basically removed all the restrictions. Why? Because they're nice and benevolent, or because the people stood up? And the government would much rather look like they granted permission than lost control. And that's what everybody needs to know from this. When you stand up for yourself, you gain control. My Freedom Convoy tour ended May 1st in Montreal, Canada. We had over 300,000 people on the streets waiting for me. And it was the greatest day of my life, because it showed that people were ready to stand up for themselves. We had 300,000 people. To put that into perspective for the Americans, our law enforcement is only 50,000 strong all over the country. Our military is roughly 30,000 strong all over the country. That's 80,000 government troops versus 300,000 people in one small city, all ages, all creeds, all genders, all everything, marching for solidarity, marching peacefully, marching in united non-compliance. And that's phase two of united non-compliance, taking action. And once we've taken action, like we've seen, and we get the changes, like I did, I had an action group, was inspired by my Longo's trip with the maple syrup, which I got arrested for, my house got raided for. They sent 60 people to the Longo's supermarket, 60. And they called it the Maple Syrup Challenge. And all of them went in there like me, no mask, bought maple syrup. They called the police. They all waited there. And guess what happened to Longo's just yesterday? They had to change their official corporate policy on their website that says they honor exemptions. They can't ask what your condition is. They can't deny you service. They can't ask for a doctor's note. Boom.
Well, phase three is going to have to wait, because obviously, you know, we got to pay bills here and I'm coming up against a hard break. I'm going to have you back because this conversation has been extremely educational for me, as well as the millions that listen to this program and watch it and view it in whatever capacity every day. Also, the invitation to you, to the United States of America, you don't have an arrest warrant here.
And no, I only have a boundary arrest warrant in Manitoba. I can go anywhere else in Canada. I can go anywhere else in the U.S. I'm working on getting into the U.S. because I have a lot, and I'm married to an American citizen. So if I really want to get into
the U.S. the invitation stands. We would love to have you. You're always welcome in our country. You're welcome at my house. And also, make sure, everybody, to get there, realchrissky.com, realchrissky.com. Get the book, Just Say No. Phase three is in there. We are going to beat these people, Chris. Thank you so much for your patriotism, for your fight, and for being here today. We really appreciate it.
The truth always wins. Good always wins. Remember, though, the longer it takes, the larger your sacrifice, the bigger the price. So that's why we got to stand up today and just say no. I love everybody. I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
Making men, men again. The big controversy surrounding HGH, the Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, all of the lawsuits filed, the multi-million dollar company that was shut down because the products work, are now available again exclusively at keystolife.shop. It's right there on the screen. Keys, the number two, life.shop. Get over there right now. These products are made from a special deer herd in New Zealand where the IGF-1 is really concentrated in the velvet on those particular antlers. They rejuvenate, they regrow quicker and faster and better than any other deer herd in the world. This is the natural and holistic substance that you can put into your body to rejuvenate, to be healthy, and to make men, men again. Also great products for women over there. Make sure you get to keystolife.shop, a great sponsor here on the show. And I'm telling you, it will make an incredibly positive difference in your life. They don't want you to have this stuff. Why? Because it works. Developed by the same people who successfully treated dozens of cancer patients, cured them. They don't want you to know about these products because they work, and they don't want you to be a man. They want to demasculinize and feminize every man here, transgender this and critical race theory that. Screw that. Making men, men again. KeysToLife.shop, an official sponsor of The Stu Peters Show. Make sure you get over there and support the sponsor and do yourself a favor. Go to KeysToLife.shop right now. Again, that's KeysToLife.shop. Governor Ron DeSantis is taking a stand in Florida. That's why droves of people are moving to Florida. It's wide open. He's banning these proof of inoculation, so-called vaccine passports. He has said critical race theory is not going to be here. And now he's in a tiff, in a battle, in a standoff with the cruise lines, one of the biggest sources of income for the state. There's a lot of, you know, transcontinental travel that happens from Florida, particularly Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, all kinds of ports all over the place. Deanna Lorraine joins us to talk about this. By the way, get her book, Taking Back America. She's a best-selling author for a reason. You can find her at DeannaLorraine.com. Deanna, there is all kinds of money, millions, billions of dollars in these cruise lines every year. There's a big standoff here as these cruise lines are saying our passengers, from our crew to the captain, all the way down to the youngest kid, is going to have to show proof of vaccine in order to be on our cruise lines. That's fine, but according to Ron DeSantis, you're not going to do business in Florida if that's what you're going to do.
Right. Well, the cruise lines have been, first of all, halted for months now, about a year. So they should be the last people that are talking, that are trying to make requirements in order for people to come on board. They should be really welcoming passengers with open arms. But of course, we have Ron DeSantis, who has just shown more balls than any other representative ever. And he's hitting the swamp in so many different ways, covering every single aspect of the COVID war. Even though he can't control all of America, all of the country, he's making sure that he can control what he can control, which is the state of Florida, to make sure that they're thriving, succeeding, and surviving through COVID. And right now, his policies have been working. He's been coming out swinging against vaccine passports and saying, look, if you are a business or an establishment in Florida, you are not allowed to show proof of vaccination. Just like you can't ask for proof of cancer or are you pregnant, proof of erectile dysfunction. I mean, these are personal things that were never allowed up until COVID. And now all of a sudden people are using it for totalitarian reasons. So Ron DeSantis says absolutely no, you cannot have or force anyone to show their proof of vaccination. And this, you can't have the discrimination between people who can do something or do a service because they've been vaccinated or show proof of, versus people who haven't been vaccinated. So right now we're sort of at a standstill, because clearly the last thing that Ron DeSantis wants to get going in the state of Florida are those cruise ships, because they've held a lot of business up. There's so many ports that go out of, into and out of Florida, cruise ships and sailing. I've sailed a few of them myself. And it's a big source of jobs and business in Florida. So he wants to have all of that back and thriving. But of course, the cruise ships like Norwegian Cruise Lines and Carnival Cruise Lines and Princess Cruise Lines, et cetera, they're having a standoff and being extremely stubborn and saying, no, we still want to have those, that proof of vaccine passport. We want to have all 100% of our people that get on that boat vaccinated, even ages 12 and above. And it's really disgusting. So right now there's a bit of a standstill going off. Potentially some of those cruise lines that want to just defy Ron's orders may go to other ports in different states and different parts of the country. Ron DeSantis is not going to budge, because he says, look, you are not entitled. You do not have to show that vaccine passport. And I hope that he collaborates with other governors across the nation where there are cruise ports out of, to make a deal, to make a pact, because that's the only way they're really going to win this.
I'll protect the anonymity. The first executive that wants to come forward, I will protect the anonymity in a Veritas type style, blank your face out, change your voice. Any executive from any one of these cruise companies, any higher up at any one of these major universities, because you know what? I know for 100% fact that there is a financial stake in this game. These people at the universities that are requiring inoculation proof, they are being paid by somebody. I want to know who's paying you and how much it is, because there's no reason that everybody should have to be inoculated with this vaccine, which is not a vaccine, which is not even experimental anymore. We can't say that because it's not an experiment. They know exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing. The plan here is right out in the wide open, which is why Pfizer today said that they want to start jabbing kids as young as 5 years old. I say, like the doctor said earlier, we start with the families of all these advocates for this stupid shot in the arm. Yeah, you go for it. You get your grandkids inoculated. You go take your little five-year-old away from his baseball field, throw a mask on his face, make him run around in 100-degree heat, and then take him to your doctor and go get his shot in the arm. I'm so damn tired of this crap. And the first person that has the balls to come forward and say, yes, we are being paid for this. We are taking in X amount of dollars to require this. That is what this is all about. Money, control, compliance, power, and the toppling of an entire political system and the overtaking of Western civilization, freedom, and individual liberty. They want to crush it. Every last bit of it. That's what this is all about. And somebody 100%. Has the information out there to be a hero and save these kids. Save the world. Do it. Come forward and speak.
100%. And, you know, Chief Del Rio, Frank Del Rio, is the CEO of Norwegian Cruise Lines. And he said, we have one rule and one rule only to start shipping and cruising again. It's that 100% of our passengers and crew get inoculated, get vaccinated. But of course, nobody's going to pay for the vaccine adverse side effects if they die or if they have side effects or tinnitus or blindness or anything. Who's going to pay for that? Nobody. How are they going to be held accountable? Who's going to sue them? Nobody. Because they're immune to any suing. They're immune to lawsuits. They have full immunity. But they don't care about that and they don't talk about that. They just want everyone inoculated. And on that point, you know, some companies are trying to get around this Ron DeSantis ban on vaccine passports in some sneaky way, like some concert company. Last week, they're holding a concert for teenagers, mind you, teenagers. They're charging $18 for the general population to enter into this big concert. And it's taking place in Florida, or $1,000 if you don't get vaccinated. And how are you going to check? Obviously, you have to show up with your vaccine passport if you're proof of vaccination. So you have to pay $1,000 if you didn't get vaccinated. Oh, that's not discrimination, right? How is that not violating Ron DeSantis' law?
What's the cost going to be on
proof of passport?
What's the cost going to be on fake passports? That'll be the next thing on the black market. Fake IDs. Exactly. When we were under 21 and we wanted a drink, we got a fake ID. What's the price going to be? Yeah. And then how are you going to test people? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you could test them by throwing a magnet on them. Weird. Uh-huh. So for everybody that would like for me to believe that this is a hoax, that there's magnetism in here. First of all, we went ahead and debunked your hoax theory yesterday with Dr. Jane Ruby, over 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. She said absolutely that you are magnetized. The CDC is lying. Everybody who says that you're not is a complete liar. It's proven all over the place. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to tell Brittany Galvin, no, those keys aren't really sticking to your forehead? No, you're not in the hospital right now. You're really just absolutely faking it. She's looking at full body paralysis and probably death. She's a 35-year-old, extremely able-bodied, sole primary wage earner for her family, married to a sheriff's deputy in Florida. She's got three kids that are looking at possibly losing her now because of this inoculation, because her employer made her go get it. They are immune to any civil or criminal liability. The manufacturers of that stupid Moderna jab, they're immune to any civil liability. Doesn't anybody have any questions about that? Why is Bill Gates' name on the patent? Why is Anthony Fauci's name on the patent? I mean, come on, follow the money. This is stupid.
Right.
Wake the F up.
Wake the F up. And I just think it's ironic that those cruise lines, there were over a dozen cruise attendees or cruise, stewardesses, people who worked on the cruise lines that committed suicide last year while they were all disembarked, while they were all, stuck out there quarantined in the cruise ships. No say about that. No mention of that, really. That just kind of pushed under the rug that their own crew committed suicide in great proportions because they were stuck out there. I mean, they should be clamoring for people to be visiting the cruise lines and for their cruises to reopen again. But just like all of these businesses, instead of welcoming passengers again with open arms, they want to shoo people away. They want to insert their tyranny on them, and they want to keep us boggled down and quarantined and controlled and vaccinated. That's what this is all about. And why aren't there more people with balls big enough like Ron DeSantis? He is going after them hard, tirelessly, every single day. But we need so many more of them, or else this isn't going to work. It's not going to be effective enough.
Some sort of a facility in Chicago for the insane must have lost control of their safety measures. We saw yesterday there was a party on the streets, videos all over the place. There was a lot of twerking going on, and the stage was the hood of a squad car. What does this say about policing in America?
Well, there's two things. I mean, it doesn't speak very highly about the black community in America either, that they think they're being really cool and really cool and hip because they're twerking on top of a cop car. And I think that just speaks to the degeneracy of all communities in America, but it definitely doesn't speak highly of the Black community. And number two, it's making a mockery of police officers in America. It's making an absolute mockery, spitting on the face of them and having them just tolerate it, right? They're not screaming and clamoring for these people to get off their car. They're twerking on their car and they're slow rolling it and allowing it to happen and being a part of this just circus. We have turned police officers and the police institution into a full-blown circus. People don't respect them anymore. People think of them at the very least like killers, killer cops that are going to murder you or murder Black people unnecessarily. And at the worst, it's just an absolute mockery in a circus that nobody respects anymore. Why would you want to be a police officer anymore if this is how you're treated? Why would you want
not
to
only
be
are you treated like
anymore,
that by the animals in the street, but you're treated like this by your over politicized command staffs who are all woke now as well. You want to know what this is the result of, Deanna? Do you remember last summer during our lockdown, you know, the unnecessary, stupid lockdown as they tried to gain control and compliance as people were committing suicide and losing their small businesses all over the place? We were destroying irreparably our kids and their psychological stability. One of the things that these command staffs tried to do was push their officers out in front of cameras and do stupid little dance line videos in front of their police cars, right, and little gay pride parade BS with their flags and they're pulling off revealing new squad cars all with the rainbow and crap.
Flash mobs and everything.
Yeah, I mean, this is the result of that. How about this? How about take your oath seriously, take your position seriously, fight crime. If you break the law, you go to jail. And a lot of these people that are continuing to get let out, we see the recidivism happening here. However, if I said it wrong, we see this happening here. People cannot be cured from this stuff. They need to be locked up, put in jail, and kept there. That is what needs to happen. And these officers in Chicago, the last time I checked, dancing on top of a squad car is a crime, at very least disorderly conduct or possibly criminal damage to property. If you put a dent in it or if you wreck it or something, they should be in jail. They should then be arraigned by a judge in court. They should have to post bail. Oh, but by the way, Lori Lightfoot has gotten rid of bail in her stupid city.
Name of California.
It's all absolutely insane. Deanna Lorraine, she joins us daily for Shots Fired here on The Stu Peters Show. You can catch more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. By the way, when you go to that website, you don't have the right to not be offended. So put your seatbelt on and get ready for 100% truth and get her book, Taking Back America. Deanna Lorraine, we will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. Well, as you know, this program is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez is the premier sponsor here on The Stu Peters Show. We first reached out to him as a financial expert when the whole GameStop debacle happened, and he joins us now. Carlos, I was looking at an article. It looks like the federal government wants to push propaganda that will make you put more money into a 401k. How much money can you retire with if you put $100 a month away or $100 a year away? This is like the buzzword now. Social Security, cryptocurrency, 401k. What are they doing here?
I tell you, the liberal agenda is that's what it is. I mean, it's kind of like the financial jab. You know, you take the vaccine. What we don't know is the long-term ramifications with the jab, but we do know the long-term ramification when it comes to your money. Good Lord, how much money are they spending? They keep on printing and printing and printing. One of my buddies who's a colleague that is going to be sharing, you know, another class. We had a great class today. We are really excited about helping patriots learn how to defend themselves from the massive trap that the mainstream media and all these HR departments across these companies that have no clue about. When you invest your money in a 401k, in a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA or 457, you will have to pay taxes on a bigger bucket at unknown tax rates. So it's like the government wants to keep you poor and uneducated.
Well, we definitely know that the tax rates are not going down. Biden is spending out of control. This is Obama's third term. I mean, you want to talk about reckless spending and national debt. I mean, the deficit is just trying to put wrap your mind around what trillion means. It's just insane. It's unfathomable amounts of money. And I was talking to Bobby Payton about this. We're talking about spending, 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 and how are they going to pay for that? They're going to pay for it with your money, everything that you've ever worked for. The reason why you had such a great turnout on your class today is because you're doing the patriotic thing, providing a free service to people, whether or not they're a customer of Cortez Wealth Management. Now, you can get involved. That class was today. There's another one on Thursday, correct? That is what, tomorrow?
Thursday, 8:30 p.m.
Oh, no, Eastern. The day after tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And the yep. way to register, go right now, by the way, just go right now to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. And you're going to need a password to register. Use the password Cortez so that we here at the Stu Peters Show get credit for your attendance, which, by the way, it costs you nothing. It's at 8:30 p.m. Grab a cocktail, be in your boxers. Who cares where you are? Be on the couch. Right. But this is extremely valuable information that you absolutely need to get your hands on. And I want to thank you, Carlos, for putting this thing on. The premier sponsor here on the show. And the reason why we do business with you is because you're a God-fearing America First patriot. You put our republic first, only second to God and your family, and we appreciate that. So get to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now, enter the promo code or the password Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-Z, and get all signed up. We appreciate everything that you're doing here for us and for the republic. We want to remind you that we will be back again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Follow me on Telegram, t.me/Stu Peters, before we're banned everywhere else. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!